Okay, great. Hi, Sean, good morning. Taking over for Miller, David Gilman. Okay, Kufnun Ches. The other Kufnun Ches, Nisil Sadaim. So, up to Vinagvim Heitev Kodim Shivatseya. The person has to be sure to dry his hands well before he does a moitzi. She'oichel bli nigov yadayik yidu oichel lechem tamei. The Poskim say that one of the cheshbonos here would say tmeim, but tila sedaim is also if it's of dvarim meusim, something which is gross. So eating, like, you know, no one wants a wet sandwich. So eating bread with wet hands is it's ki'ilu lechem tamei. You sort of like mevatel the whole thing. So you have to be sure that you dry your hands well. Someone who does tvila, we'll see, you'll see in Kusamach, about doing tvilas yadayim. You don't need to do niguv, because they're torn legamri. That if you pour a revis on the whole hand, or you pour that revis on one whole hand, shemichal chaverta revis on each thing, then you don't need to do niguv. I'm sure it brings, Poisky will say that afal pikeim, there's two tamim, you're right, you don't have to do niguv, because your hand, part of niguv is wiping your hands, you know, 100% clean, if you didn't have enough water or whatever, that's actually part of the tilas yadayim. However, if you poured enough water to tefil, you don't need to, but because of mouse, because you're gonna make the brick gross and stuff and whatever, so then you should, afal pikeim, you should try to dry your hands. If you can't or whatever, then obviously what to be samichan. If your person only used a little bit of water, then he needs to niguv completely. Okay. Fine. A simple kuftan test, this is the halachas of kelim. Which kli can you use? So it says that they were medamed when they made the takana. Shalom made the takana for tilas yadayim. When they made the takana for tilas yadayim, they said to use a kli, like by paraduma, it has to be a whole kli. Ain only yadayim ela bekli. The chol kelim kshemim. Any kli is kosher. A filu kli galolim, even a kli galolim, which was pirish ken asim refish bakar ve'afar, but it was made out of vavas for. Yes, very poor people or whatever. They used cow manure and afar and let it dry. Kli avanim, or you took a person took a rock and took a whole lot of it. Kli adama, or they went ahead and you made a mud kli. You let it bake in the sun. If you bake it in the oven, it's called cheres. So any of these kain guruim are enough to go ahead. I don't think the base kibble are enough to go ahead and to do heels. So actually masik viviz, but needs a. The Masik Revis. The Im Nikiv, the Poskim discuss what about disposables. Disposable have a, can you use a disposable cup to do Tfilas Yadayim? That's a discussion by Kiddush, different things like that. And they bring some say that there's two different ways of looking at it. Some say that since it's your das, other Poskim say since if it's your das, it's to throw it out right after, so that's makes it not a kli chashuv, and therefore you shouldn't use it. The chachil, you shouldn't use it. Ramesha talks about the fact that a kli is only with tvila. Tvila's game talks about other places. A kli is something which you know is going to last for a long time. Something which falls apart after one or two uses it's not called a kli. So therefore, that's why I get into it with tvila's game, foil pans, things like that. That's all separate issue. But the point is that it's not a kol kli, something which after, like, for example, the old Dixie cups in America, right? After one or two uses, they're gone. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't use them. So therefore, that's, paper cups like that, so that's partial that you can't use those according to Rav Moshe. I'm gonna keep it so well, whatever, but this kli is not a kli. So it's two different ways of looking at it. Our plastic cups, there are some plastic cups which are so thin, which, after one use, it's already losing its shape, it's getting squished, you touch it, it starts cracking. Those you can't use the tilas yadayim for. A regular plastic cup, a person's careful with it, then it can stay for a long time. Since there are those who hold it, since you're planning to throw it out, People, it's called disposables. They're not chashuv. You shouldn't use it. It's better not to use it. But kapanim, it's a bidyavid. If you have nothing else, it's okay. Tzarech shehi machzik revi. It's imnike v'koines mashke. The hainu, what's koines mashke? Now there's a question about what is called broken kli. Koines mashke. The hainu sheim yasimu oisa al mashkim ichansu b'slechot derech hanekev. That if you go ahead and you have a hole and you put it on and so you put it into a different, into a thing of water, then water is going to seep in. It's bigger than a hole of what's called yotze mashke. Because yotze mashke is that if you have a little hole, it just drips out, but water, it's not big enough to let water in. That doesn't take out the shame kli. But over here, only has to be that the nichnas mashke, the mashke goes in. That is about the shame kli. Even though in Sechus Kedem there's a whole discussion about if it's a kli which is made for apples, then you need a whole size of apples. A whole different discussion over there. But since you're using water, the discussion is only by konis mashke and yotze mashke. You don't use it. Because from the point of the hole and down is called, it doesn't have a shame kli. So therefore, if you go ahead and you pour from the top, as Shmuel explained, if you pour from the top of the kli, so therefore from the part, even though there's a revius underneath, but the rest of the kli is not part of that, is considered broken. It's nothing. It's not part of the kli. So it's kli you're pouring, you're using doing the tefillah time something which is not a kli. It's just something added on or whatever. You can't use that. That's where, like I said, if you're pouring from the top. If it's big enough, it has to be big enough to pour a proper revius out, whatever, so that part is considered a kli, and you have a hole there, so you can pour it out. Now what about if you have a kli which is not stable or has a point, it comes to a point, something like that. In order for it not to, to fall over, you need to support it. If you had the lid of a chavis, which is chada or a pot lid, for a matter, it has a handle. The ainu makabelas revius shilovus lemeches. Unless you support it, it's going to go lean over and spill the water out. Ainu limimena. Ve'im herchiva milamata achi makabelas. Let's say so it came to a point and you made it wide enough that you can balance it with the makabelas of revius enough that even if it tilts over, it can hold a revius or whatever. Kashi yoshevet shlo mislemeches noitlim mimena. You can go ahead and you can tell us to die from such a kli.
It's not big enough for
the bottom, because the bottom is showing. What do you mean? It's key. You cut the top of the kli off.
Understood. A kli doesn't have to be showing. It could be breaks in it.
It could be small cracks. Chachila is always better, but yeah, you can have. Shmuel talks about if it has some small cracks and things. As long as it's not going to continue cracking. The whole problem is if it's something which is going to continue to crack open. You're worried it's going to start. That it's like a glass, because there's a crack in the glass, and you have a glass cup, and it has a crack in it, things going to open up. Something which is not going to continue, it has a crack in it, but obviously you should do a hitter, but it has a crack in it, and it's not going to continue opening, and it's just a small crack, that's okay. That's the point of Shlainim. Chemas u'kfisha shehim mine nodo sh'or, these are types of large leather canteens, I remember once going to the Nikizer Museum and they had I think they had some on display, what a node is, whatever. So these are some types of large leather canteens that they used to inflate. They were like flat. They used to inflate them to go ahead and to put water in. Shetikta v'asa meismosha. But let's say you made a head and you flattened them out and you made it and you want to sit on it. Notli mehem. You can still, even though you made it, you're using it as a chair, you can still put water in and Nikizer Museum with them. Aval sak kupa. If you have a big sack or something, that you made to sit on without leaning, just sits on the floor. There's also the zephyrs, and you put inside the zephyrs. It says waterproof. You can't, still can't use them to wash your hands with. So for example, let's say you have a Ziploc bag that has a, I think they have, with a, like a, let's say it has a wide bottom. It can, you put something, you put water in, something, it could sit, you know, it could sit up, like, perfectly. You still can't use it for Netilas Yadayim because it's not made for holding water to use as a cup or anything like that. Even if you want to use it to store water, but it's not made for holding water or anything like that.
A lid is made for holding water?
So a lid, that's the thing. Well, so this is because it's a sock and a kupa, it's a sock. So since it's a bag, it's not really, doesn't really have a shem kli. Yeah, so it's not made for, even if you made it for that, it's not made for kli. A node is. That's why a node, even if you're sitting on it, it's still fine. So a lid, since you can, it, you know, it can be used to put some water in or whatever. Right, nowadays it's not really, you know, but.
So the problem with this bag is that again, that it's generally chad pami.
Yeah. Well, so here we're talking about an actual sock, which is not chad pami. I mentioned Ziploc bag because it's more shimush and it's more right. It's also probably chad pami, but let's say.
It's made for kibbol.
But not for kibbol mashke. It's not for. Mashkim. The question is, if you're stuck, can you use your hat to go ahead and pour water? It's lined, you know, whatever. It's very nice. You pour water in. Can you use it to go ahead and to wash the tefillin with it? So this is no. Even if it's you know in the common mind, it's you shouldn't. However, the Shulchan says mikol makom the etchak b'tarim. Now it's not talking about our hats because no one I've ever seen you know the real even on Tehillah and Stucker or whatever will take it put water in their hat and start drinking from it. You know if it's a type of hat which I do remember I think it was in the town of Birnbaum. I remember reading that the army hat they used to use it to cook something. Yeah, so things like that, that's Vishasat Chav, people, yeah, okay, you use the army helmet to drink from, okay, fine. Even if it's out of leather, whatever, they use it to, but the people, it's something that no one uses to drink from, so you can't use a, even if you're stuck, you won't be able to use a hat to wash with. Kli shetchilas tikuno kach she'ena yachol lama b'lo svicha. A kli that, it was, the way it was made is that it's supported with a stand, some sort of stand. Vei mishtam sheba elio de svicha. Chashur Shapir Kli, that is called a Kli. So it's made like that. Let's say you have a Kli which has a bunch of holes in the bottom, and it's very narrow on top. Because of the water pressure, if you put your finger on top, the water stays, and you pull your finger up, the water sprays out the bottom. I guess they use it for whatever reason. Since made like that, muto lito b'meno afa pi she'eno machzik klum. Even if you, without your finger there, it wouldn't hold anything, but since it's made to put your finger there and then it holds water, you can use it. Kimish also the Kabbalah, v'nyan zev, ze ikar tashmishoi. Nikwa kli. Hagabakoshken kli she'ishbo barza lamata, something that has a spout or spigot or, you know, at the bottom. Ho, t'chila nasa kabbal yedekach. To go ahead and to open it and close it, so that's still called it's called a kli. Lo yitei mayin lechavero. Therefore, also if you go ahead and you want to use an urn, if it's not boiling hot, that's a different issue. But if you want to use an urn, you want to just turn the thing on to go ahead and wash with it. That you could do because it's a kli and it has a barza and seder. There's no problem. If you were stuck, you only had a big urn, you could use it to go ahead and to push the thing and then, well, we'll get to the how long you have to push it. That's later, but that you could use that as a kli. Lo yitei mayin lechavero b'chofnav. You can't pour water from your hands onto your friend's hands. You don't know the element of kli. Even if a person washed one hand, caught some water, poured it on his other hand, ain't no klum. Rabbeinu Tam, matir b'zu. He said that is okay. Since he started, and the end of the siman talks about this, that if a few different people are washing, as long as it starts off with enough water, then you can wash two revis. You can wash two people's hands. The Rabbeinu Tam says, who are in one person's hand? You pour into one revis into one hand, and you pour and you go into the other. That's okay. Who shayis the yada rishena tahira and shishafach alei revis Vasachas. But that's only if you pour revis in the more than revis in the first one, and then you cut some water in, and you use it. Now go hakel. He remained a tam. You shouldn't do it. If a person did it, so then you don't have to wash again. Then we get into Korach Gavra. This has to come from Korach Hanoisim. A pipe which they used to have a long half pipe. It would be the people, I guess, the people who would pick the water up and dump it into that pipe and it would go irrigate. You can't put his head inside the half pipe somewhere down the line that the water will go on. That's not Mikoch Adam. That's not Koch Adam. That's Shikvar Pasach Koch Hashofech. When he pours it in, so that first pouring has this Koch in it. After that, it keeps on going. So it doesn't, it keeps on going because water flows. Because of gravity, or gravity is usually not called Koch Adam. It's not called Koichoi. Gravity is not called Koichoi. And I guess this would be inertia also. It's not called Koichoi. Only until whatever force he put into it. Mason Yadav covered the Makam Shricha. If he put his hands right near where he poured it in, I hope he should eat a Mason or he said, Hashvicha Mash. Also, the teal. If it's a little bit further away, okay. The whole covering the Makam Shricha, I'm trying to Koichoi Hain Boim. That's still a bit of his Koach over there. If he was matter, he had to do tvila in this tzinor. Einam taharis v'koch tvila v'neishem shuvim. It's by shuvim tvila, just like by mikvahs. You need to have a tvila sida. You need to have it's like a mikvah, not by shuvim. Hani mili bedoila sheshavich v'neisin sachat tzinor atzma. That's where he used the bucket and poured it into the tzinor. V'neisin esam chutz tzinor. If he poured it on the ground. And did hamshacha, which the Rivash says in Mikvahs is Gimel Tzvachim. He's the Bal Yadav. The Hayra is the Shuvim Shichur Ksheva, that there's a din in by Hilchos Mikvahs that if you go ahead and you pour water on the ground Gimel Tzvachim before it goes into the boar, that's Mevatel the Shem Shuvim, and that's called hamshacha, and that's kosher that way. Now, Lois of Mikvahs were not so mechan only on that. All Mikvahs have some sort of hamshacha and 30 other chumras and whatever. Because Yisadayim, I mean, Mikvah different, Mikvah is also fine. Yisadayim, 100% it's okay. If a person would go ahead and pour on the ground and would go into a hole, then you can do Tfilas Yadayim. Tfilas Dolav and Oisin and Sukha Chavitz, Atzma, even if you pour straight into a Chavitz, into the hole, a ditch, or even a Dli, Nakuv Me'achorav, if the Dli has a hole, and behind it, Mekonyas Mashke, Mekonyas Shofich Derech Piv Tzitzinor, Mekaleach Me'achorav Lior, and when it's spilling backwards when he's pouring forwards, and there's a continuous stream, or if you use like a siphon or something like that, Matubo is Yadayim V'Taharis. Then that in the water in that hole be considered the Cheshivi Kiilu Atitvil Yor. The Nitzik Zem Mechaber Akli Lior VeCheshivi Ma'in Shvetzinor Chavayin Le'Meor. Again, into things of Nitzik Chibur. It's a whole thing that Nitzik Chibur means. If there's a flow of water, the question is it considered attached or not? For the Inyan Atilas Yadayim, this thing would be enough to go ahead and be called attached, and you can be tied to Tvilas Yadayim. Avo Gav Nitzik Zem Lo Chashiv Chibur Yin Tvila for Tvilas Adam, but for Tvilas Yadayim they were Meikol. There are those that were cholik, but only in the gamut he has to die in the chash of chibur, and nitzuk is never a chibur for you need a full mikvah. Agav ein litol yada ve'oisin avani mekvurim lekoisel. Also in base kibul ubarza, there's a rock and they put a pipe in, and they put like a little sink there. Avav im hayud kli tchil v'chibur lekoisel noitlim mimenu. For example, I mean, my wife said she was in Rome once, and they said they still have fountains in the time of the Romans, which are still with gravity and whatever. Water still comes out of the fountains, and you can drink it's drinking water on the sides of the streets. The question which was asked: what about our pipes and our sinks and everything like that? So the issue is that. No, so the question is, if it's a kli, which is, if it's just a rock and then you stick a pipe in, so the pipe is not a kli. You need to have an actual kli. So for tefillas yadayim, you could use it, obviously, just put a kli underneath and use it. But to use it, just stick your hand there, it doesn't work. But to go ahead and if you put a kli there, and then the water comes out of the kli, so then that would be okay. Now, what about the question that Al discussed about what about our sinks and our faucets and things and whatever? So pipes are not considered a kli, right? So pipes come straight from a pump, straight to whatever. And even if they say that in the middle there's some sort of pump and whatever, the koch gaver that's already was bottle. Like whatever koch there was, even if you call it koch gaver, you know, with a pump or whatever. So there's a problem of if pipe water is just flowing. Now the question is, what about if you go ahead and the faucet itself, is that called a kli? Because it's closed. I mean, there's a revius in there. So the ish makilim. However, the problem is, it's only if there's a big kli, but something where the kli was, if there was a kli, if it's just a pump, it's unclear whether that's called a kli, which would mechaber to it, 20 miles, 10 miles away. It's unclear that this would be called, the end of the pipe would be called a kli for that. It's very iffy. So most poskim say that to go ahead and get to the thing, which you can do three times. That's koch gavra, but you can't call a pipe a kli to go ahead and to wash from it. If it's coming from what about in the airplane where you have a kli? There's probably a big container in there it's coming from a container. So over there, then maybe you should hakel because there's room because it's coming from a kli. And it's fine, it's being pumped up, and by you pushing the thing, the water comes through. So that could be, it's coming straight from a kli, that could be, would be, maybe, yesh makom lahakel to go ahead in an airplane, or kodom or something like that, or that it's coming from a tank. But otherwise, to go ahead and go three times, that you need a kli for. If you stuck your hand in a bucket and rub your hands, then it doesn't work. Some say it works if it doesn't. And they always say that in any of these cases, if you have a suffix, that the water kli and all these things or whatever, so it's better to go ahead and to have your hands covered, to eat with your hands covered, eat the bread with your hands covered, do that and eat the bread with your hands covered. We'll get to that later on. If you have a barrel that has water in it, you can put it on your knees and shake it around to pour it on your hands. If you put it on its side and water is flowing out of it, or it's standing or has a hole as a spout or whatever, that doesn't, because there's no koch over there. Then he pulled it out and the water started flowing. That is called koch gavra. Like I said, that the a person turns it on every time this koach on, you turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. That's enough to be called koach gavra. And what about he put it on its side and started flowing water, he came back to it. Question is, what about if you have an urn? Like I said, you could use an urn, but what if you have an electric pump? You push a button, and the water comes out through an electric pump. Would that be called koch gavra? So I was mesopic. I mean, I spoke to Miller. he thought no. I mean, if you look at the machlokes by Mishimatza, there's a discussion over there about pushing an electric button. Is that called, considered the matzah is mainly other or not? Lahar would be the same machlokes. I think it would be the same machlokes over here. Because it's a question of Maisa Adam, but they say part of the thing is this kilo person made the whole thing. So to over here, it's your koch. The question is it your koch which is gorm the whole thing, like here in Sifio, that it, the water, you put the water over, so it was gorm everything. So therefore, so to over here, you push the button, the water comes up. You cause the whole thing to happen. No, it has to be an actual koch. It has to be an actual koch there. You, by you tilting it, was actual koch. When you're pushing a button, it's just a grumma. L'chachil, you shouldn't do it. I mean, I say, because again, it's a machlokes, even by Mishim Matzah, with electricity, those are machmirim. But, so, I think it would be the same machlokes over here. I think we'll stop here. Continue with Shir Aleph tomorrow. Yeah.